Welcome to NRL Irrational Mergers. Hey guys, welcome to Hypothetic RRL Irrational Mergers. It's David and I'm joined by North Sydney fan Paul. How are you going, Paul?
Hey, not too bad.
Good, all right. Well, I understand that you don't really have too much to plug, but did you want to have a chat about being the star guest on Super League Pod all the time?
Mate, I wouldn't say star guest. Maybe I'm on there about once a year or so. Just generally end of year things. But yeah, it's a great podcast. Highly recommend it. If you're into Super League, give it a bash.
Yeah,
like I said, Mark does a great job. But
yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's great. I put things up on there all the time. You'll probably hear them read out, you know, the fan review from David Hunter talking about how much he loves Warrington and the Eels. So, you know, that's always good.
I remember them trying to work out what your actual name was.
It's not that hard, man. It's just that's my Twitter thing. I just have my name without the vowels in it. Like, is it that hard?
Yeah.
And it actually says, it says on the form when you fill it out, it says Twitter handle. So I thought you wanted the Twitter handle, so I kept putting the Twitter handle on there. But they just want names, so that's fine. Anyway, so if Mark is listening to this, he may not, because I don't know he's much of a NRL fan. But that's the whole reason why, is that it says Twitter handle. So I put Twitter handle on there. But I understand now you want my actual name. So anyway, that's probably boring for everyone else, apart from the in-joke of everyone who listens to Super League Pod and knows that they don't know what my name is. So you're a North Sydney fan. How did you become a North Sydney fan, Paul?
I was born in Brisbane, mm-hmm. Moved to Sydney in 1986. My father, you know, unfortunately passed away, and Mum wanted to be closer to family, or family in Sydney, so my grandfather was a North Sydney fan. He took me down to North Sydney Oval. That was it. I was smitten with a bloody bunch of lovable losers. That was it. I just felt the place where I wanted to be. You know, you had the tree to climb up, the hill for the, you know. It was just a great place to watch footy, and you know, I just fell in love with the place, and still get back there once a year. I live on the Gold Coast now, but I always get back to the North Sydney Oval once a year. And I just love the ground. I think I love that ground as much as it's humanly possible to love football ground, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those, North Sydney has one of those iconic grounds, you know, with the tree and everything. I mean, I know they'll talk about Henson Park as well as that, you know. It's a bit of a shame we've lost quite a lot of the suburban grounds, but, you know, I suppose we've got to, it's progress, we've got to move forward, but, that's...
I mean, I feel like they've got their place once or twice a year, you know what I mean, going back. You know, so retro rounds and things like that. But I mean, we should be outgrowing the suburban ground and moving into bigger stadiums if we're, you know, serious about being a national game and a professional game.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, well, I mean, I think everyone knows the story of North Sydney and what happened to them in the 90s. If you don't, there's a good article by Nick Campton going through what happened to North Sydney in the 90s, but you know, we can do a quick run through. So basically, what you want to say, around sort of turn of the decade, around 90, 91, they started to become quite competitive. So, you know, obviously, I mean, you could talk more to that, but, you know, you've got Gary Larson and Billy Moore and, you know, Mark Soden and David Fairley, they all came through. And, yeah, they came pretty close to winning a premiership in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, famously, it's four prelims in the 90s. Still haven't forgiven Darryl Halligan for one for five.
The worst, I mean, the worst thing is he kicks one from five that day for North, and he kicks every freaking goal in 1998 for Canterbury when they come back and tie Parramatta and then come and beat us. So,
well, there you go. We've got a mutual hatred of Darryl
Halligan. I've been in his house too, which is even weirder. Like if he could have kicked all the goals for North and none for Canterbury, we'd both been happy. So it would have been
100%, you know, 100%.
Exactly. I suppose that's for other days. But yeah, like obviously, you know, North Sydney, we're getting down to the lower end of that criteria. So this is the 1999 criteria that we're talking about. But Norths were in the bottom three. So, you know, it seemed like Norths needed to do something to avoid being, I don't know what they were going to do to them if they didn't make it, just excluded from the competition, I suppose. So You know, what are your thoughts on that Northern Eagles merger? Obviously, North Sydney fan, it's probably going to be negative.
It's never going to work, is it? I mean, it's like oil and water. You can't have art rivals merging. You couldn't have South and East merging. You couldn't have St George and Cronulla merging.
Well, we can do that later if you want. Like, we can do it two of them, but yeah.
No, but I mean, you can't do it. You can't have it. And I never seen the... I mean, I blame the North Sydney admin as much as anyone. I mean, we were supposed to move to Gosford to be considered as a regional side.
Mm-hmm.
And originally there was a thing called a 7-7 split with regional sides, Sydney sides. But it was going to be guaranteed 7 teams from outside of Sydney. Central Coast is going to be one of them. But they never got it in writing. They never got that guarantee in writing.
Yeah.
And what we did, it kind of... I was on the hill, and I remember seeing signs at North Sydney Oval saying, signs things like, go to Gosford, go to hell. So we've already split our fan base by, you know, making the decision to move to Gosford.
Yeah.
Which I supported. I was all for that. I mean, I'm from Hornsby. I grew up in Hornsby, so Gosford, North Sydney, both 30-minute train rides for me, so it didn't make any difference to me. But, like I said, it fractured our fan base, and when the ground wasn't ready for us in 99, we had to come calling back
in,
you know, the lower North Shore fan base, and they just didn't come back. You know, the crowd never came back in 99. And
It's one of those things that, you know, like a... It's such one. How do I say this? For a whole history to be like pivoting on the availability of a ground, and you know, was it poor weather conditions stopped them from finishing or something, or was that what it was?
So yeah, it just rained and it rained and it rained, and I can remember it just. I remember that year I played footy that year for the Aspen Magpies, and I think we might have played six games. It was just one of those wet years. It's just out of... On the Rugby League Digest, they actually mentioned it. They're saying it was the worst rainfall in Sydney for about 100 years that year. So,
yeah. So if it only had not rained...
That's just North Sydney down to a T, isn't it?
Like, yeah, exactly. Right when it seems to be a North Sydney thing, right when things may just go well, something out of their control happens. Yeah.
Famously, we snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah. That's why I feel like Norths and Parramatta are a bit kindred here, actually, because that feels like us too. But, you know, I suppose the more successful clubs say, well, you losers just bring on yourselves. But, you know, it's just there's someone against us. I don't know what we've done.
Yeah.
But someone's been against both of these teams. All right. Well, let's not get too depressed. It's late in the night, and I don't want to sort of get into that depression territory, because I've already done the Parramatta one, and that one was depressing. So let's not do it for North Sydney too. Okay. I think the best thing to do, like we've been doing, is to go through the list. I'm going to try and go in criteria order as best I can, but we're just going to go through, see whether any of these mergers with North Sydney would be, you know, would be interesting to you, and we can shortlist some, and then we'll let you pick one. So if we crack on, first one will be Canterbury. So North Sydney and Canterbury, what do you think about that merger?
No, that makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you know, different kinds of fan base too.
Mm-hmm.
With our fan bases just wouldn't align territorially. There's no sense to it all.
Yeah, you're going to have the same issue as when I talk to people on, because North is on the northern end. It's going to be, you know, a lot of the ones that are central and southern are probably going to be a little bit too far away from you to make a decent.
Yeah, exactly.
So look, we'll just go through the process.
Let's rule out Canterbury.
Let's rule out Canterbury. I'm just going to say Cronulla, and you can say no. Cronulla?
No.
Good. Okay. We never need to talk about that anymore. The next one is, well, I won't say no definitely, but I'll let you say no. The next one is the Sydney Roosters.
No, I see this is on my shortlist.
Oh, it's on your shortlist. Okay. That's why I wasn't sure about that one, because I thought there is some positives there.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, similar fan bases, you know, higher socio-economic, you know, backgrounds. And, North Sydney, whenever we played in the finals, North Sydney fans used to descend on the SFF. So we travelled more than what Manly did. You know, like North Sydney fans would travel. I guess probably because of the novelty for us to be in the finals, possibly. But you know, so yeah, I could see. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be my first option, but I could see. You know, say Sydney City Bears.
Yeah.
Maybe the Roosters design a jersey, but swapping out the navy blue for black.
Yeah, and, interesting.
Playing at Sydney, the Sydney Football Stadium, maybe 3 or 4 games at North Sydney Oval. So definitely on my short list.
Yeah, okay, no, that's good. All right, well, I'm glad you went for jersey design too, because that's part of what I've got to do. So, all right, next one on the list is the number one candidate, obviously, Parramatta.
Again, I put Parramatta on my shortlist as well.
Oh, good. I may get somewhere with this one. No one else wants to merge with this, but I may get one going.
Yeah, so Parramatta Bears, that would be the Parramatta Bears.
Yep.
Playing at Parramatta Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Again, maybe 1 or 2 games at North Sydney Oval.
Yep.
As long as it's red and black, I could have copped it if it was, you know. I mean, I remember, like, that I played for us, but we used to play teams. Hills Hawks were from Glenorie and Jewel Dragons, obviously. That's more or less Parramatta territory. So I remember there was a lot of for Parramatta, you know, I got a lot of friends that went to Pennant Hills High, and it was 50-50 Parramatta North Sydney at Pennant Hills. So.
Yeah, I mean, we've got that shared border. The things I've seen you were, like, obviously, you know, maybe you're not looking at the moment, but I tried to send a map with all the territories, but unfortunately the only one I could find was from after North had gone. So this is at the junior districts now. So there is no North Sydney junior district. So basically what it looks like has happened is Parramatta pushed to the east and sort of east and north and took part of the North Sydney territory, and the Manly territory is the rest of it. So I can imagine that you're kind of sandwiched there in between. And like there's a few clubs there, There is a North Sydney Junior District, and I did find some of those clubs and went, you know, like you're talking about Asquith and you're talking about those other places like that. So I tried to work out roughly where they were with a bit of a, you know, pen line. But like you said, you know, Kellyville's going up that way. You know, there's quite a lot of growth in that area. Like the Parramatta District's got quite a lot of growth, but it's...
Yeah,
it's
especially in that northwest region, like Castle Hill, you know, Borkham Hill, it's really, really picking up out there.
Yeah, and if we'd shared that, that would be all the same club growing through there, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, even that club I talked about, Pennant Hill, they actually moved out to Cherrybrook.
Yeah.
Heading towards, you know, the Parramatta territory, so...
Yeah, yeah, no, that's definitely right. All right, well, shortlist Parramatta. So the next one on the list is St George.
I just don't see it happening with St George.
No, I don't think so either.
Again, it's that little bit too far from... Like with the Roosters, you cross the bridge, you're in Rooster territory. If you cross the bridge, you've got to go through Rooster territory, Balmain territory, and then finally get to the Dragons. I just don't think it would work.
No.
Which sucks, because my brother is a massive St George fan, so, and I've got a big soft spot for the Dragons, so...
Okay.
But no, I just couldn't see the Dragons. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, and the Dragons merger they made, where they were just the chief partner, pretty much. I don't think, with the proud tradition of that club, I don't think they would be. And the strange thing is that, you know, your club's much older than their club, but you feel like the Dragons would go, well, we're the more successful and proud club, and we'd want to be the St George North Sydney, or St George North Dragons, or something, and it wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
you just lose your identity.
It just would not work.
Yeah. All right, the next one is Illawarra.
The only way I could see that working is that it'd have to be the Illawarra Bears. I could see it more than the St George. I mean, it'd have to be all, you know, full-time down at Wollongong.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have to be, like I said, Illawarra Bears, but wearing the red and black. You know, basically, they absorb our history. I mean, since the Steelers were only in the competition for 17 years.
Mm.
I think they made the finals twice. They don't really have much of a history there, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah, I know what you're saying. It's,
I wouldn't rule it out, but it's not in my top three either.
No, the only main advantage, like you said, you'd have to go down there, you'd have to base yourself in Wollongong, you'd have to basically do it just
we'd
for the
have
juniors.
To abandon North Sydney. I mean, which we were going to do when we moved to Gosford anyway. So
yeah, but Gosford's moving up the road.
Maybe I've not given Illawarra as much thought as I should have. But
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's fine.
We had a natural alliance with Gosford. A lot of our juniors came from the Central Coast.
Yeah, it's sort of, you're on the wrong side of the city. If you were Cronulla, then that makes sense. But, you know,
100%.
Or if Illawarra was, you know, not that Newcastle's involved, but if Newcastle was involved, then maybe a North Sydney Newcastle one might work out. But
yeah.
That's probably too far. But, you know what I mean? That's the difference there. All right. Next one on the list. We can't have Manly. So the next one on the list is Penrith.
Again, doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's just, they're too far away. Culturally, too.
Oh, yeah, different.
I don't want to sound like a snob here, but North Shore types don't really mix with, you know, the unwashed of people from Mount Druitt.
Well, the people from Penrith don't like the people from the North Shore either. Like, it's completely...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I'm the biggest yobbo. I'm not a North Shore type. I mean, when we moved to Hornsby... Hornsby was quite working class, you know, and it was just that Hornsby was in the North Sydney district that we followed North Sydney. So, I'm not trying to sound like a snob, but yeah, I
understand, Paul. I've made this point already a few times that the people from, like, basically from Manly, they're very insular, and that's that Northern Beaches insular sort of nature. Penrith are very similar on the other end, like. Penrith's almost like a country town. Like, it's sort of nowadays a little bit more, you know, suburbia kind of thing like that. But it's always been, you know, if you talk to, I think James Smith was on Rugby League Digest talking about it, and it's very true. I've worked in that area, and they're very much, if you're from Penrith, then they like you, and if you're not from Penrith, they don't like you. So it's very much like that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's so far from Sydney City. It's its own city in its own right, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so we'll go past that. Next one on the list is Balmain.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very, very keen on this one.
Because
I think this would be one of the few cases where I think North Sydney could be a senior partner.
Yeah.
So definitely going to add this to the short list.
Yes.
Obviously, I'd say the North Sydney Tigers. I mean, especially your club, Parramatta, they wanted to Balmain big just to have that tiger logo. There's so much you can do with a tiger.
Yes.
You know, with marketing, things like that. So
definitely.
It'd be the North Sydney Tigers, probably splitting games between North Sydney and Leichhardt. We do have boundaries, you know, there are junior district boundary areas, you know, Eastwood is North Sydney, but West Ryde is Balmain.
Yeah, you're right. You're right next to each other. They're basically the boundaries are.
Yeah,
are
right. I mean, there's a club called Eastwood Knights that used to play in the North Sydney comp, and then there was West Ryde Denison, and you know, they're, like I said, literally train stations away, one train station away. So, so Balmain have got a lot of junior district on the north side of Sydney. But I mean, I always thought it was, when the whole thing was happening, it was the one merger I was really keen on was North Sydney and Balmain.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not want to end up with Manly.
No, and I think it does make a lot of sense, North and Balmain. It does feel similar. It feels like there's enough crossover. And then, I mean, just, I know it doesn't really matter because it's just colours, but colours work really well together too. You know, you've got like the gold orange or whatever. They want to call themselves gold, but it's orange. The orange and black and the red and black. You know, it's not that hard to put red, orange, and black together.
I could even cop running around. So say we kept the North Sydney design from the 90s, that, you know, red, then the white, then the black. Kept that design, but swapped out the orange, like the red for orange.
Yeah.
I could live with that.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. So you're saying it'd be North Sydney Tigers?
Yeah, North Sydney Tigers. Yeah, it's got to be, like I said, North Sydney Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're more or less in charge.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That sounds reasonable. Only a couple more to go. The next one on the list is Souths.
CC South. I it's that culture thing. I just do not see our supporters getting along. I know a lot of North Sydney fans actually now follow the Rabbitohs because obviously they were kicked out of the competition like us.
Yeah, and you have, there's that, you know, you're playing as a feeder team for South for a while too.
I mean, we're now the Roosters feeder side, but
yeah.
I just didn't think it made as much sense as the Roosters.
No.
And South Sydney, they're such a such a proud, you know, club. You know, 20 premierships. I mean, that should never. They should never be thrown out of competition, in my opinion.
I think I'll be, when I haven't talked to the South fan yet, but when I get to South, I think I might be pushing it uphill to... I might be wrong. He might be wanting to merge with a bunch of clubs, but I think I might be trying to convince him he's got to do at least one.
I just couldn't see South merging with anyone except maybe Illawarra, and they become maybe the South Coast Rabbitohs. Based down at Wollongong, but other than that, I just... You can't see them merging with the Roosters. You couldn't see... No. I couldn't see South merging with anyone, really, to be honest.
No, there's... Yeah, no, I totally understand. All right, last one on the list is West.
No, the Magpies. Love the Magpies.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, they're just a bit too far away, aren't they?
Yeah.
North City Campbelltown makes no sense.
Yeah.
Great little ground, though. Like, I actually think Campbelltown is the best suburban ground in Sydney. I've been there a few times. I actually... quite rated as a venue.
Would you count Bank West as a suburban ground? Because I disagree with you if you say that, because that is the best ground in Sydney. That place is awesome.
If you're spending $300 million on it, it's not a suburban ground.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty good. I need to get on my horse and do it, but I've got this ambition to go to all the, all the away, like all the other NRL teams' home grounds, and watch a game one day. But I haven't really done very far.
In England, the big thing, like, there's 92 clubs in the English football pyramid, and it's a thing called collecting the set. You've got to try and get to every ground in a season.
Yeah,
and I've always wanted to do that in rugby league, but teams play so bloody far away, and they split their games. And it's a pretty hard thing to do.
It'd be pretty tough. It depends on how far down the level you want to go too. Like, you know, how many, like, if you're going down into, I mean, fair enough, you
Queensland
can go
to New South Wales Cup. Yeah.
If you're going to get Queensland Cup, you got a lot of Queensland games to go to. But I mean, but you're up there anyway, so you probably could do that. But yeah, that's probably not. I'll get to it eventually, maybe one day. I don't know. This whole thing, you can't go to things at the moment anyway, so it's sort of paid all that. All right, so we have gone through and we have a shortlist. So we have the Roosters, we have the Eels, and we have the Tigers. So out of those three, which one do you think is the best match for North?
So in third place, we've got Parramatta.
Okay.
Parramatta Bears, that's probably my third pick. In second place, I've gone with the Sydney City Bears.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two. But my first one, and I think the one that makes most sense, is the North Sydney Tigers. That'd be my first pick. We've both had been starved of success for a while. North and Balmain.
Yep.
You know, Balmain hadn't won a comp since 1969. North, of course, 1922.
Yep.
Foundation clubs.
Yep.
You know, so there's a bit of shared history there, and I really think that could have been a merger that could have really worked. So if North had actually investigated that rather than the whole Gosford option.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you go North Sydney Tigers, you could still be North Sydney Tigers and North Sydney Oval, and you could still take games up to the Central Coast to play if you wanted to. You know what I mean?
I think that's probably spreading yourself too thin. You know, I think that's one of the reasons the Northern Eagles didn't really work. Mm. When you're trying to appeal to three different fan bases, the Manly, North Sydney and the Central Coast, and
I suppose it's a little bit like what the West Tigers do. They don't really have a home.
I just don't think it works because of that.
You become nomadic.
So I think if it's going to be North and Balmain, it's North Sydney Oval, Leichhardt Oval. Yeah. Someone else gets to have Gosford.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. With that in mind, we're saying someone else gets to take Gosford. You've now dissolved the West Tigers merger, so. Mm-hmm. Do you want to maybe just let me know what other mergers, relocations, things you think may happen if North Sydney merged with Balmain?
Well, obviously, I think West are in a bit of strife.
Yeah.
With Balmain, swallowed up by the Bears. So they're going to have to merge with the Bulldogs, I imagine. So the West Sydney Bulldogs.
West Sydney Bulldogs, that's a popular one. Yeah.
I mean, the Bulldogs did own the West Sydney Razorbacks in the NBL, and there was a plan to make this. They had a ground they were going to build out at Liverpool, the Bulldogs, and that's kind of on Western Suburbs territory anyway. So,
Yeah, they tried to move to Liverpool. The Canterbury was really, it was strange because, you know, obviously, you know, from foundation, Wests have moved outwards all the way because, you know, they started way in, like what we would now call the inner west. They started there. That was where Western Suburbs were. And then they've moved out, and then Canterbury came in, and then they moved out further. They moved to Lidcombe. They moved, you know what I mean? They just kept moving further and further west, and southwest more than just west. But Canterbury really traditionally are kind of they're a Western Sydney team too, and you know, like it makes sense. Bankstown, Liverpool, they kind of near each other. It makes sense for them to all be together. So that just makes perfect sense to me.
So I was always for that merger. I've always thought that made sense. Mm-hmm. The other one is Illawarra and Cronulla. I always thought Illawarra and Cronulla made more sense than St George and Illawarra.
Yep.
And, I mean, that means we get to keep the history of St George.
Mm-hmm.
Again, at that stage, Cronulla hadn't won a comp.
Mm-hmm.
Illawarra obviously didn't have much of a history. So merging those two sides, you know, neighbouring each other.
It's a pretty imposing team that Illawarra-Cronulla merger too. It'd be very interesting to see what they would do. But we've already had, on another episode, we've already had the Cronulla fan merging with Illawarra and the superstar team he put together. So, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what happens there.
Illawarra-Sutherland Sharks, something like that. I think that'd work. And again, the West Sydney Bulldogs. And then the North Sydney Tigers, mate. They're probably my three mergers. And I think we can leave it at that.
So what happens to Manly? Manly just stays as Manly?
Manly? Yeah. They probably get spoils in the Central Coast, don't they? They probably get to...
You get to move up there? Okay.
Yeah, they can have out. Or they can move to Brisbane and become the second Brisbane side, for all I care. I don't really care about Manly.
Fair enough. All good. Okay. So that's what we've done with all those teams. So the next thing to do is to create a 1-17 for the North Sydney Tigers. Do you want me to just go through? What I can do is I can...
Yeah, no, I've got it 1-17.
You've done it already? Okay. All right.
And let me say, I've been very generous to the Balmain players that I've selected in the team.
If there's any Balmain... If there's more than three Balmain players, you've been extremely generous. But let's see. Because I must say, I mean, look, I love Balmain, but this is not... High quality Balmain team in this era.
No, 99. They were probably at one of their lowest ebbs, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's right.
All right. So here we go. So we've got Matt Pearce at fullback.
Yep.
Nigel Roy and Brett Dulles on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Buettner in the centre and Jason Sinclair.
Okay.
I always thought Jason Sinclair was a very classy player. Obviously, he had his off-field issues. But I've always thought he was a very classy player. So sort of year 2000, Greg Florimo actually moved over to Wigan for the 2000 season, but we've persuaded him to stay and lead. He's going to be the captain of this new side, because without Flo, you're not going to have the Bears supporters on board. So Florimo's my 5'8".
Yep.
Jason Powell is halfback.
Yep.
Josh Stewart and Marco Neely, who's just coming through the grades at the time. They're our top.
Yep.
Darren Centre. I've taken Darren Centre from the Tigers
as
the hooker over Mark Bowden.
Okay.
Mark Bowden's getting on in age.
Yep.
Darren Centre wasn't a bad little player. Our second row is David Fairley and Adam Muir.
Yep.
Because Gary Larson and Billy Moore, Billy Moore especially, was done by the season 99.
Yep.
Gary Larson, I think, went on to play with Parramatta in 2000.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah.
And he was, again, passing best.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job for Parramatta, but, he wasn't quite...
He wasn't Gary Larson in the early 90s.
No.
So David Fairley, Adam Muir in the second row. Again, I've had to the Tigers bloke in here. I've got Mark O'Neill locking the scrum.
Okay.
On the bench, got Paul Stringer.
Yep.
Willie Lation.
Yep.
Glenn Morrison, who was actually joined North Sydney from Balmain and a Central Coast boy too.
Yep.
And the final spot on the bench goes to Michael Withers. Ended up at Bradford, had a great career at Bradford, and I never understood how he didn't play much NRL because he was a great player in the Super League. He was nearly the first Australian born player to be picked for Great Britain. That's how well he went over there, so we're going to convince him to stay. Mm-hmm. And that's our 17.
That's pretty good. That's not a bad team. You've been, like I said, you've been very generous, but look, that's fine. You can be generous. I don't know.
I'm a bit worried about that back line, though. We've got Matty Sears,
yeah.
Brett Dallas, and Jason Sinclair.
Yes.
We could have some off-field dramas.
You could.
Those three together.
You could have some problems, actually. I didn't think about that. That's very true. That's all right. You got Michael Buettner in there to sort them out. He'll just say, come on, boys. You know, don't act like dickheads. I just broke my swearing rule, but we're very late on a Friday night, so don't worry about it. That's not a bad team, actually. I think there's definitely...
And we're coached by Graham Murray, who was supposed to coach North Sydney in the year 2000.
Okay.
Who instead ended up at the Roosters and set them up.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
Years to come.
Graham Murray, former Parramatta great. So, yeah, you can have him too. There you go. All right.
So that's it. So I actually don't see us having much success. I don't think that side wins a comp.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So the next thing to do is where do you think? How do you think that club's going to go? So bear in mind that, like, you know, Balmain 99, not so great year. When they became North the West Tigers, not so great.
4 year. Like, I mean, I remember in 99, Peter Louis, he hung on to coach one more year after saying he was out of ideas.
Yeah.
He should have quit there and then. And
yes,
then,
yeah.
Obviously, the players went off him, and to the point, it was basically Jason Taylor coaching North Sydney in 99.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bloke who was basically just the trainer, Kieran Dempsey, as the official coach, but it was Jason Taylor coaching the side in 99. So that was our worst year, unfortunately, again. Save it for the year that matters.
Yeah, exactly. That's the year you want to actually be doing well, not...
We did knock over the Storm in our last ever game at North in the Oval, who actually went on to win the comp that year. So,
yeah. I mean, like, we look at, yeah, I mean, I suppose you look at, I mean, I just had a quick look at the table there. So it was a 17-team competition, and North Sydney finished 14th, and Balmain finished 15th. So, yeah, I can understand what you mean. I don't think this is a finals team, but it's not a bad team. And like you said, there's some talent there that, you know, some of that talent went on to other clubs because of what happened with the Northern Eagles. So if the North Sydney players in that group, so obviously you're talking, I mean, you've kind of binned Gary Larson, but, you know, you're talking about Glenn Morrison and some of the other guys who went on to other clubs. Paul Stringer went to Parramatta, but, you know, like, you keep a few of those younger guys, you keep a few of the Balmain guys that are coming through, you know, there is probably some success coming around the corner, I'd imagine.
Well, like I said, I think we get Benji Marshall in 05, don't we?
No, he's a West junior, so you don't get him, but you get Robbie Farrar.
All right, well, let's just undo the whole
unless
thing.
Do you want to undo it and get West instead? Because you only get Benji Marshall if you get West, unfortunately. I'm not sure exactly who all the other Tigers players, where they came from, but I know Robbie Farrar is a Balmain junior and Benji Marshall is a West junior. So yeah. I'm not sure about the others, but yeah. You don't really want Wests. The 99 West team has got to be the worst team of all time.
They were terrible, weren't they?
Look, I've already told this story before, but I, one of the guys who played for them played with me when I was in like under 11s, under 12, something like that. And he was the big kid you threw it to, like he's a big Islander fella, and you just threw it to him. But he was one of the laziest guys. Like he didn't really want to play, and because he was so large, he got scouted and went to play from other teams and things like that, and never heard anything from him. And then all of a sudden, he popped up one day playing for Wests, like as a prop or something. And it was one of the games they lost like 60-0 or something like that. And it was like, oh God. So that's the quality they're at. This kid was playing second division, you know, pretty much all his career. And then, you know, he just went, oh, he's pretty big. Let's just chuck him in there. So,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, they had Lincoln Radonikis playing for them. I mean, shows the quality of that Magpie side. So.
Yeah, I don't think there was much going on there. But look, yeah, unfortunately, well, look, you know what? The North Sydney Tigers may have done a bit of scouting, and they might have identified a young Benji Marshall and asked him to come and play junior districts up in Balmain or something. So
yeah, well, he's hoping.
Maybe that's what they do. You know, you can never tell. And there is, like, in that West Tigers, there is some quality that comes through. And obviously, you know, the North Sydney district, there's still quite a lot of quality coming through there. So I think it's a decent...
Yeah, I mean, I still think we keep that Central Coast pipeline of talent that North Sydney had, you know, we got David Fairley from the Central Coast, Glenn Morrison from the Central Coast. Yeah. I still think North Sydney would keep that pipeline from the... I mean, I remember, like, I played junior reps for the Bears, and we used to train in Asquith to make it easier for the Central Coast boys to get down there,
get down, you know, rather
than
play,
training at North Sydney. So, yeah, so I think we'll get a lot of that talent from the Central Coast as well. You know, one, Chris Hyington was from the Central Coast, so he'd end up for the North Sydney Tigers for sure.
Yeah, sure, definitely. Yeah, I think that's probably what you're ending up with. So there'll be a few of those players. It's really hard to know because, like we said, we're moving so many things around. You know, West and the Bulldogs, you put them together and you've got Benji Marshall and Jonathan Thurston both coming through at the same time. I don't think any club's going to keep both of those. So, not as junior players. I think they, to get the opportunity, one of them be going somewhere else. So, you know, yeah. Famously, Thurston got pushed out at the Bulldogs or didn't. They didn't retain him because they had a halves pairing. They had an Astor and Sherwin. So, they didn't need anyone else. So you can imagine if they
wasn't
had...
Wasn't that a great call?
Yeah, it's a good call.
Sherwin, Jonathan Thurston.
Well, you got to remember, I suppose, that, you know, Sherwin was pretty good at the time, but, you know, they didn't know how good Jonathan Thurston was going to be. But, yeah, it's probably... I think maybe they made the wrong call there.
I think the knock on Thurston at that stage was he was a bit small, wasn't it? I hear everyone just thought he was just that little bit too little.
And that's what you said about Benji Marshall too, it's the same thing. So you got to imagine that, you know, maybe even just one of them sort of stays there. I don't think that both of them will. I don't know. I'm not really sure in terms of... I was just having a look at the 2005 West Tigers team, and I can't really tell you. I can see some of the West players. Obviously, Mark O'Neill's he's a Balmain player, and I know that Robbie Farrow is, but I'm just not sure about some of the others. But anyway, look, you know, you don't just keep your own juniors. You'd go out and you'd find the
you scout, players. Don't you? Yeah.
So it's not like it. You're not like
North Sydney. North Sydney had no juniors. I think maybe Greg Farmo,
and
maybe David Hall. They were probably the only two North Sydney local juniors that played for North Sydney anyway. So
we
always got our juniors from somewhere else.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. All right. Well, I think that's everything that we were going to do. It's been really great talking to you, Paul, and sorry for the confusion earlier, and I'm glad we
mate, it was all my fault. I do apologize.
No, it's fine. It's all good. I'm just happy that we got it done. Because this is one I really wanted to do. I really wanted to chat to about North Sydney, and I also wanted to have you on because I know that you know, if we kept going, we could just talk about Super League. So, you know, I think we won't do it for this podcast, but yeah, I think we could really rip into some very interesting Super League discussion.
All right, mate. No worries.
All right, cool. Thanks. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Right, bye.